From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people to enter the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
U.S. Justice Department will appeal the federal judge's ruling about the travel ban. As they have lately, anti-Trump protesters have been out on the streets. This woman outside Mr. Trump's Florida vacation home.
It's hard to pick one thing that people are upset about. I feel like our rights are under attack from all angles. It seems like a shock and awe campaign designed to dishearten us, but we're not going to be disheartened. And we feel like Donald Trump does not deserve a vacation here. We don't get a vacation from the attack on our rights, the attack on our liberties, the attack on our lives.
Meantime, President Trump continues to have telephone conversations with world leaders. He spoke with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. Jordan says it has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in southern Syria. Drones and precision-guided munitions killed and wounded an unspecified number of IS militants. Pro-Western Jordan has carried out such strikes before as part of a U.S.-led alliance against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. These latest attacks came as King Abdullah held high-level meetings here in Washington about a possible U.S. shift in Syria policy. This is VOA News. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran is conducting missile and radar tests, as we hear now from Edward Uranian in our Middle East Bureau.
Iranian state TV reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard Air Force was conducting air defense exercises Saturday, including missile and radar tests over a 35,000 square kilometer area in the northern province of Semnan. The TV channel added that Iran's Vice President Ishaq Jahangiri denounced recent U.S. accusations against Tehran, insisting the Iranian people do not take them seriously. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis called Iran the single biggest sponsor of terrorism in the world. Mattis stressed, however, the U.S. was not contemplating raising the number of U.S. troops in the Middle East for the moment to respond to what he called Iran's misbehavior. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pakistani security official says at least 13 people have been killed in an avalanche that buried five homes following heavy snowfall in the country's north. Avalanche struck near the town of Chitral, where rescuers have retrieved the 13 bodies, and efforts are underway now to reach survivors, if there are any. A series of peace marches have been taking place in several major cities in Myanmar, calling for the government and the armed forces of minority groups to stop their intensified conflicts. Myanmar government says it has been trying to promote the peace process and progress toward the past years, but conflicts have never ceased in the country. Among the protesters were some senior citizens and disabled people. The peace march organizers said they held the march asking for an end to civil unrest, which had been going on for 70 years. He said they want the war stopped, aid for war refugees, a cut in military spending, and unilateral ceasefire. More than 10,000 people have participated in these marches this weekend. German Chancellor Angela Merkel meets her Bavarian allies today for 2 days of talks aimed at rallying their troubled conservative alliance as they take on the re-energized Social Democrats in the September election. She's expecting it to be tough like no other. And French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has kicked off her presidential campaign, promising to shield voters from what she called globalization and to make the country free. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.